fruitful. And there should be purification in doing all these things.
Some suggestion? Any way to suggest how to purify those things?
That's a mere servant of Srimati Radhika.
Some supporter of the monk.
Very much supporter.
I can see that.
And he is master of his husband. What he says.
He is master.
Yeah.
What he says. He is bound to do. In Vrindavan Mandir, they have donated for me. Then?
So you were saying how to purify the japa.
No anat should come, no irsa, no ninda at all. And how to make this heart soft?
Yeah, that is most difficult.
But this would be good.
Any suggestion?
Mamata api chankita.
Mamata means?
My dear Srimati Radhika and all associates. Doing or thinking from a bhav. Sambhava means equality in a dasya sakra vatsalya mode. But some preference when doing name, that should come in our heart. And always begging mercy of Guru and Vaishnava.
Some preference for one of the rasas.
Only one rasa. Asthai bhav. There is no asthai bhav,
no.
Not yet a rati, no nirval hrdaya, but yet he has grief.
Now that preference for one of those, someone may argue that it is simply a mental idea you have some preference. How shall we know that the preference is really a spiritual one rather than some mental impression?
And we should think that no other desire for anything other than this are coming at any time. This should be.
And then that will make the...
We should proceed on, and by the grace of Guru and Gaudanga, we will realize ourselves.
So if some
always think that this thing is not controlled by us, but controller is another. And as he wants, we are like a kathputali,
puppet.
He is doing as we are adhikari.
Qualified.
Regarding to our qualification. And one, he is complete.
By reading Chaitanya Chaitamrita and reading of Mahaprabhu's feelings, by hearing and reading so many books, there is so much more emphasis given to Madhurya Bhava than others. So it is quite natural, it seems to me, that if that attraction and preference will go in that way.
I read in Krishna Chagvati Thakur or Jiva Goswami or any Pramanic that those who have come under the shade of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, they are surely very, very rare cases of another world.
Sometimes
it may be.
But really.
Mm.
Yeah.
But often it is seen that all are Madhusudana.
Now,
but not all. Those who have desire to do bhajan and to go on.
Now, I have another question. We're asking a few questions. Yes. That we were discussing this morning, that someone spoke to Puri Maharaj, the older Puri Maharaj.
Old
Puri Maharaj. Something about, some question about Raganuga Bhajan. He said, I cannot do Raganuga Bhajan. Raganuga Bhajan means that one is on such a...
I mentioned someone said he spoke to him and asked him about these things, and he said, no, I am not doing, you know, only the liberated souls can do.
No, I don't do this. I just don't.
Perhaps he said it because the person who was questioning was himself not very qualified.
Vanchanana. Bodhi bhakti. He always, I have seen, he is doing and doing only bodhi bhakti.
Puri Maharaj.
Puri Maharaj. And not only bodhi bhakti, but our Guru Maharaj, your Guru Maharaj, has hated the person like Martha.
I was going to say.
And he always done like all this. So I think that perhaps he has no at all any greed for Radha Nuga.
Someone else said something? What was that?
Oh, that someone went to, I think it was Sridhar Maharaj, about Brahma Samhita, that quote.
Go ahead, use that.
He
asked who?
Sridhar Maharaj, about some questions about Brahma Samhita, and Sridhar Maharaj said that Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Goswami Maharaj did not allow anyone to read past the second sloka of Brahma Samhita, meaning that it was too elevated.
Yes, he ought have seen that there are very few adhikaris, and those who are here are only quarreling and doing something and full of anger. This is not true. So he has. But human should not read.
No,
he cannot say.
Even our Guru Maharaj made this Govinda Mahadi Purusham. In the morning when we darshan the deity, that prayer is going on. Everybody is singing Vainam Sandam Mahadi. The whole temple.
Our Guru Maharaj also has told that why they are reading 10th canto. But he has not told that. No one should do it. And in anartha avastha, also bhava can be read if he has this. If whole world will come and say to me that you should not do this, I will not take their words. Whole world is in one. I will be in one.
Our Guru Maharaj said, nobody has gone to the moon. The whole world said that everybody went to the moon. He said, I don't care though. Everyone said, I say they did not go to the moon. Very boldly in the newspaper. And the other thing he said, that the woman's brain is half the size of a man's brain. Very unpopular statement. He said, the woman's brain size
is smaller.
Smaller than a man's brain. He says, I have heard this when I was in college at the Scottish Churches College. My professor from Scotland watches, and I have observed it as fact. So all newspapers in America, big newspaper headlines. So he was prepared to be one man against the whole world. Not intimidated.
One thing.
This is, you are telling at this time, this fact, this event, that I should render all these services that you are rendering. according to Prabhupada. But a time will come when this will enter in your heart. Then at that time only you will tell that I should do it for 24 hours. And by that activity, you will fulfill your master's order in whole, as a whole. Now you are doing in part, but at that time you will think that you will do so much prachar that now you are not doing.
But I see that even your good self still has to go on with the, you know, management affairs and other things.
I go.
And even our Guru Maharaj also, he told me that our goal is to sit down in Mayapur 24 hours a day and do japa.
We are telling. But now we cannot do.
No, he told me we should not do.
So you should do all your
things. But gradually increasing.
You are gradually increasing, and a day will come that will come to the last point.
It may only be the last day of our life.
Like Rupa Goswami, Sanatana Goswami, or Raghunath Goswami. And at that time you will properly fulfill the orders of your master. If your Gurudev was not in a state in Uttam Adhikari, he could not attract you all.
It is needed for the preaching, practically.
He was in that. But so for you, he has come to Madhyam Adhikari. But he was not Madhyam Adhikari.
No.
And these works are for Madhyam Adhikari only. Prema Maitri, Kripa. But they are not in this. They are higher than this. But yes, they have come down only for preaching. But a day will come when he will, like Rupa Sanatana or Jiva Goswami, Raghunath Das Goswami, he will fill the orders of his Guru Sakhi and the Krishna and Radhika. And by fulfilling one thing, they will whole world capture.
We had just, the other day, Maharaj lectured on one purport, where our Guru Maharaj gave that point. He said that after you realize your relationship with Krishna, he said, then the preaching
will begin.
He made that point.
And that's why he was so effective. But so you please be very observant of our condition, and according to our needs, please give proper.
You know yourself by practicing. Your Gurudev, Bhagavan, also will inspire you in your heart what to do. Only going on sincerely doing all these things.
But you're one of the ingredients that mixes it together, otherwise it will not work.
we are
experiencing that.
We have all practically seen that.
That you give some instruction and we make more advancement rapidly. We get some idea. Without that, I think it will not have been.
In regard to, well, there are many questions. We can ask some questions. I have some, anyway. Any more things to discuss, like on this level? Just, I have a question. It's a personal question, no harm to ask. When I finish writing this book, then I will write another book. I think I will always try to write something. So, is that a good idea to keep writing, or instead I can use my time for more bhajan?
This is also a kind of bhajan.
It is.
I think to write our Guru Parampara things is also a kind of bhajan.
Now,
but yet we should increase in quality or bhajan. if not in time, qualitatively.
In terms of the writing, the present book I'm reading has helped me greatly, so much. Now, if I write another book, supposing the subject matter is much less lofty thought. I had a plan for a book that is not higher, it is a much less, but that may not help my heart to get
like first chapters of Dajana.
I had some idea to write one book for the Chinese people, which is a very simple type of book, but it will not help me personally.
But for help of others, you can write.
No. But that means 2 hours, 3 hours of a day, when I could write something very higher, I have to spend time in a much less lofty position. No harm?
It's compassion. You have your duty to China.
That was a personal one. Let us embark in some questions from Jai Vidarbha.
Most of them.
Well,
hi.
It seems like Chaitanya is very samrita and everything in it. Are there any special parts to study carefully? Or just reading from the beginning?
Chaitanya is very helpful.
He's asking if there's some particular section
which... Ramananga Roy.
You can read first Sanatana Sikha, then Rupa Goswami Sikha, then fourth, Adi fourth, then Ratha Prasanga, Car Festival, and Dalab Bittul, Raya Ramananda, in last Raya Ramananda.
There's also a very nice, this...
These are all Raya Ramananda.
And also that discussion between Srivas Thakur.
That is Rath Prasanna. Rath.
Yeah. It's Para Panchami.
He has described
nice.
Here from Bhakti Goswami Sindhu all these things and usual meaning.
And then there are many other books to read.
And you require. When you will read that chapter, you have bound to read Bhaktivedanta Swami Sindhu, Ujjvala Mani, and the books of Raghunath Das Goswami.
Which one?
That is Vilas Krishnanjali, Braja's Power, Braja Vilas's Power, Manasiksha.
We have some of those.
All these books.
We have Braja Vilas, we have Manasiksha.
Visakhananda Stotram. In Bhaktivedanta Swami Sindhu, it is stated, or Bhaktivinoda Thakur has stated, that Bhaktivinoda Thakur in anywhere, in Jaivadhan perhaps, it has stated that Rupa Goswami, Srila Bhakti, Srila Chaitanya Mahaprabhu ordered Rupa Goswami only to write or to prakash Parashtattva.
Jaivadharma.
But he did not order him how it will be a rush.
Raghunath
Das Goswami. So he has ordered Raghunath Das Goswami to do it. So by reading Ujjvala Nilmani and the books of Rupa Goswami, will not be efficient.
Sufficient.
Will
not be sufficient.
Sufficient. But we'll have to read also the books of Raghunath Das Goswami, Vishwanatha Chakravarti Thakur, Jiva Goswami, and all others who has, by doing, have rasa prakriya. And by chanting names, we should sometimes utter the points of Raghunath Das Goswami also. Rupa Goswami sometimes.
Vishwanath Chakravarti. That's Dhavamala.
Uttamala or any other. That is when we are doing yap. We can utter that mentally or by this also. Ha devi kaku bharagat gadayadya vacha jyate nipatya bhovi dandavat udhatarati asya prasadama buddhasya janasya kitva gandharvike nijagane gadanam vidhe. Oh, Simpi Radhi, eyes, piercing eyes, you will say at the core of heart that, oh, Simpi Radhi, I am never thless, I have no qualities, I am nothing, anything, full of offenses. But yet I want to be your Dasi. So please take our, my name in your register that I am your Dasi, 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 Dasi. Huh? So, like these poems.
This is an advantage of past life to know Sanskrit. We are very unfortunate that we
now, you cannot speak. The point, but this meaning,
you can do. In poetic language. Do you think Bhujan Prabhu has suggested that if we get the translation of these poems, and then if we put them into very nice English poetry, will that be good?
That will be helpful.
That will be helpful.
Like this poem, Sanskrit Sloka, Bhaktivinoda Thakur, Narottam Thakur, has translated these slokas in their poems, in Kirtan.
In Bengali.
In Bengali. And it is much helpful for us.
So
at the time of doing bhajan.
In the same way we do.
You can do. The most important is slokas. Like Sikshastra. Sri Bhaktivinoda Thakur has translated in poems, in Bengali poems. Very
simple.
Very simple and very, very sweet. And I have heard that Bhaktivinoda Thakur used to do bhajan like this man. Good sloka, and then he used to translate in Bangla at the time of doing bhajan.
As bhajan?
At the time of bhajan. Chanting Harinam and singing this sloka, and after that singing his own.
It would come out. It would. He would compose it at that time.
He can compose or can write. Dasamati Nandan, Vrajavaranagara. What is the meaning of Vrajavaranagara? Very high thing. Vrajavaranagara. He is the most. Bara means Shrestha. Shrestha means
best.
Nagara. What is called Nagar? Krishna is Nagar. Gopis are Nagari. So conjugal love. And to serve the conjugal. That is Nagar Smaran. Jasobati Nandana. He is also Jasobati Nandan. But yet, he is the Nagar of Gopis. Radha Kanta, Gopi Kanta, Bhajavar Nagar. Gokula Ranjana, this whole poetry is of Madhuras. At the time of Prabhupada, I have heard that there was Nishet to, what Nishet?
Will you prohibited to sing in this poem?
At the time of Prabhupada. First time.
During and our Guru Maharaj, he gave us this song, Jai Radha Madhava. So when Sridhar Maharaj heard this, then this song is too much.
But for whom? Do I have some realization? Or they have some knowledge about this? But those who have no knowledge, they are taking it as if a cow is herding, hearing all these things.
And that Tulsi Arati song, very lofty song.
So our Guru Maharaj has written one within lower degree than that, but some good than Tulsi Maharani, he did not follow. थोड़ा सा ठहरो हमें तो पीछे हम लोगों से बातचीत कर रहे
हैं
थोड़ा
We will ask a few more questions. One question I have to ask before I was in it.
I think most of them.
We have some questions. One question is that the Manjaris are very young. So we know in Parakya Rasa, the mentality, the mood, is that one is married to someone else. But how is that possible in the case of Manjari? She's so young.
All Manjaris are married. All Manjaris.
To Krishna? No.
Oh, no, that. By Yoga Maya, they are of Krishna. But yes, like Radhika and all other Sakis. They are also married.
But they are very young.
When Krishna enters Augand to Kaisa, he is of only 10. And then he, at that time, at 10, he is Upapati. So no harm for both is also. From 10 to 50. This is Vyasandhi to Kishore this time. So all gopis have this.
Even the Manjaris.
Without by this marrying, any cannot
be Parakya.
So by mentally or anything, this Abhman should be here that we are married.
Okay, we have some questions. Now go through the questions.
There no question of age. In Bhaktivinoda Swami Sindhu, it has been written that when Krishna was in boyhood, he makes something like Kishore, and gopis are seeing like he is Kishore. So, in Kishore, boyhood and Augand are also in Kishore. So, no harm.
They are seeing him as older. They are seeing him as older.
Whether they are of 10 or yes.
Chapter 40. There's one stage called Bhavana Disha. Bhavana Sutra, one state.
Bhavapana.
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 So the question was, what does that bhava refer to? Does it refer to the beginning of frame or the beginning of Mahabhava?
Ankur frame or ankur?
In Raganuga. When rag is not achieved, but it is in a mood that it can have rati or bhava. In that case, all these have. Rati has not come, but his asakti is coming to be